4VWA Mobile.
Thank you.
Roger, roger. Yep. Well, and you know what else? I got the squelch all the way down, too, and you're still kind of popping in and out.
Well, that's kind of making me wonder then. I'm still on top of the hill out here. I mean, I ain't went no hole yet.
You need to get the mice to work harder.
Yeah, hey, Kevin, that's what you need to do. Did you hear what that guy said? You need to pour some high test in that mic.
Put it closer to my mouth, I'm going to be eating it. Can't get too much closer. I need to stop and put some 97 minutes, I guess.
Reference and legality, KJ4CTD Mobile.
Here, bud.
I'm doing all right, but yeah, he needs a couple more watts or something.
What is that little unit you got out there?
What?
Well, a lot of times they got a power setting on them. You need to check and make sure that you're putting out at high power on that thing. A lot of them put out at low at about 5 or 10, and then about 25 at medium, and then about 50 is at high power. That might be what's going on. You might want to check that. But yeah, you need to hold that mic back away from your mouth by about 8 or 10 inches, Bo.
And where's he at?
That's moving it right there. It's about a foot away from me.
Oh, man, that got so much clearer. Yes, sir. So much clearer. And, yeah, you're coming through now. You're hitting the repeater just fine now.
Well, I have good service coming back from the repeater. You know, coming back to my end, it's real scratchy. I mean, I have y'all good, but I just, you know, the service on the repeater is not coming back good. I ain't figured it out. I mean, it's got the conditions. I mean, I had the repeater good this morning on that antenna. Now, something done came loose.
And where are you at?
I didn't see the name of that road, Bader. Hang on just a second, I'll tell you. I am fixing to cross over the river right there on 240.
Piedmont, I can get into the repeater fine. KJ4CTD Mobile.
Yes, sir. Let me hook my other antenna back up. Hang on just a second.
He's having some problems of some sort. So, who have I got on that other end there?
I'm on the repeater committee.
Wyatt, yeah, I've heard David refer to you several times. I don't know what's going on with Kevin's radio, but I believe it's on his end. I did hear some scratching there earlier today when I was at home on my base station, but they weren't tripping in and out, but they were a little bit scratchy. So, anyhow, this is Steve, KN4BWA.
Hey, Steve, and somebody was in there doubling with you, I think.
Isn't that about 2,000% better?
yeah, he's a lot better. And I don't know how experienced he is, but you have to be careful of overmodulation, because when you get overmodulation, people with older ears just do not understand you whatsoever.
That category, please tread lightly now. Us old geezers, I tell you, man. Jeez. Kevin, you need to hold it away from your mouth a good bit, because you just sounded very clear there when you held it away.
It's actually laying in my lap right now.
Well, it's so clear now that I can hear the cell phone ringing in the background.
I still can't figure out how to turn the mic gain down on this thing, man. I've tried every way I can pull it up and everything else. And I had it pulled up one day. I just can't remember how I got into that menu. I'm going to have to sit down one weekend and play with it, see if I can turn that thing down.
So Wyatt, are we linked up with A2 now?
I believe the new repeater is up there yet. I know they did training this past weekend. I think it was this past weekend. I think it's still scheduled for after the meeting, I think.
Uh-huh, but you guys are still on target to link the two repeaters.
We just got some things that we have to work out before we can actually activate that full time.
Did you ever put the second antenna up there?
Right.
The second antenna up there?
Negative. We tend to have ADHD when we're working on the repeater. I don't understand it.
Well, I told Johnny when they get ready to put that thing up there to let me know, I'll be more than glad to go over and help them pull that thing up the tower. I'll be more than glad.
On the additional ground crew support, I remember pulling the antenna we got up there now and the feed line for it, and that thing weighed a freaking ton. People don't understand how much weight is on that. You know, by the time you hit the 100-foot mark, it starts getting really heavy.
Hey, Kevin, go ahead and tell him about your physical stature. Go ahead and tell Wyatt about your physical stature and what you do for a living.
Well, to make that short, I'm the human forklift.
Stationary and girth.
Hit me if you hear me on there next time.
Talk to you guys later. 73 is KN4 VWA clear after your final.
All right, your guys, Steve. We'll get you some sleep before you go to that class. He said 15, 20 minutes. But, we'll holler at you later, man. You have a good one. And, we'll say 73, Steve. KN4 UBG.
Okay, catch you later, Steve. KJ4 CTD Mobile. Maybe catch you at the meeting on first Monday.
Keep me in mind there that if they get ready to put that up there, I'll be more than glad to help them out. I done told him anything I could help him do up there, I'll be more than glad to help him.
I place the repeater, and then I'm not exactly certain what the next task does. It might be the new antenna that we've been trying to get up there for a while or not. I'm not exactly certain.
Well, I noticed today I had the 82 machine in Greenwood coming into the city limits of Greenwood, where the city limit sign is right there at the gas station. I think that's the CVS or Walgreens or something on the corner right there. I had the 82 machine pretty decent right there, and when I went on down the road, I lost it. So I kind of lose both of them about the same position down there. So hopefully when they get the second antenna up there, it'll cover up that spot. That's what I'm hoping for.
Building at the moment. KJ4 CTD Mobile.
Climb up the tower, grab a hold of the rope, and jump off and pull that thing right on up. It'll be a move. Yeah, I heard you.
Failure. I completed killing by counterbalance weight. Yeah, that worked out good. Nothing else, I can just reach down for the cable. As I'm going up, you give me a little more speed.
Caesar's out is, there's a lot of other antennas on that tower. Can't go that fast.
Company phone going off. It was, 770 area code. Yeah, they say there's a lot of antennas, a lot of brackets up that tower. They say there's a lot of stuff on that. I can't remember what that is. WYFF tower, I think.
Tell him, Mike, he needs to stop down at the truck stop, get one of them diesel noise canceling mics for that radio.
Take sock off and wrap it around it.
Hey, he sounded good there for a little bit. I guess he was at a red light. He sounded clear, no noise in the background, sounded great. Then all of a sudden he went again, and that just kind of ruined it all.
Mike to help me try to figure this thing out one day, man. I don't know. I mean, I pulled the menu up one day and sent it in there for the mic gain in there, and I don't know how to get back to it, man. I gotta get the book back out and find out in the book how to get back to the mic gain. I mean, right now I got the microphone almost laying on my knee.
I'm just going on with you, man, but all jokes aside, there's probably a deviation adjustment inside the radio that needs to be turned down. If you got the mic gain all the way down, it's still that hot, then there's got this something inside the radio and a software menu, like a hidden type adjustment menu that needs to be adjusted.
This thing gets so daggone hot at times, I could cook an egg up here on top of it. It's got the heat coils built into the top of the radio. The bottom side don't get hot. The top side gets hot.
No, I know. I was referring to the mic being hot. So you can hear every little thing going on. I mean, I can hear the cars passing by you out there. So sensitive. But, yeah, it's something in that radio that needs to be adjusted. Because it's way, way too hot. Objectionably hot. People don't like it. That's how bad it is.
Like I said, I got got the mic. I mean, I usually keep the mic almost laying on my leg. And some people tell me they can't hear me, then when I pick the microphone back up, a lot of the other guys tell me I'm coming in a little too hot, you know, and I don't know, man. I ain't figured it out yet.
It's aggravating for you. You probably, well, I wouldn't get another radio. That one can easily be fixed. Just shoot me a text and tell me what the model is, and I'll look into it and see what can be done, and I'll maybe walk you through it. It sounds like a Cobra 29 with a super mod kit in it.
29, sitting right here under it. Sitting right under it. I got one. I got this one sitting on top of the other one. It's a Lenko. It's a VHF FM transceiver DR-135 Mark II.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar. I'll look up the service manual on that thing and see how you can bring it down, bring the deviation down. It's close to the edge. You know, much more, you'd be probably breaking out of the repeater.
I think it sets the repeater on fire. I don't know, man. Times it does good. I mean, times people tell me they can hear me good when it's up close to my mouth, but there's times it's like it's got a mind of its own. You know, 1 minute it'll get hot, and the next minute it's, I don't know. I mean, it could be the microphone. I got another microphone at the house for it. It came with a brand new one. The new one's on it. The old one's at the house. I mean, it could be that.
Dual band, the Lenko looks just like it, but it's a dual band. It's got the different colors on the display. It's a good radio. It just needs a little bit of, you know, a little bit of TLC, that's all. But I'm just giving you grief. It is good and loud, though. I mean, and when there's nothing else going on, it sounds great. But it's just, you know, a little too hot. Anyway, I heard Mike in there.
No, I'm just sitting back, copying the mail, listening to you blow all that smoke.
It's just being about on fire over there, because I ain't far from it.
I sacked out when you called me. You woke me up, which I needed to wake. I didn't need to be asleep. I don't even know why I fell asleep. But anyway, here in a few, I'm about to walk outside and try to hook up one of them remote coax switch jobs. If I can find me a PL-259 somewhere laying around, it ain't too much trouble.
I got a PL-259 brand new one over in the box.
Get a chair out of that truck, sit on while you do the work.
Other than that, I got him a stool with wheels on the bottom and a cushion on top. Let's up and down like one of the desk chairs.
I got a couple chairs in the back of that truck. He's been having to work around. He's trying to just talk me into getting them out of there.
That's right.
Every time I go somewhere, so I ain't got about six of them.
Several office chairs in this room alone.
One in the carport. I got one that I set in the radio room. I have another one sitting in the kitchen, which the radio room is fixing to get swapped out with that one. And I got one in Solace's room. And then I got one sitting out there beside my swing. And I just tossed one in the trash can.
Do this evening.
PPG? I don't know. Ain't quietly for sure yet. Might try to bring that radio by to you here in a little bit.
4WMO, yeah, I'll be around. I'm going to be peddling. Ain't nobody here but me now, so I can call up my girlfriends, have them come over, and we'll have this big old party.
Man, he was on his way.
I get the pool ready.
We going streaking?
What'd you say?
You being that close together, I was just wondering if you still had it.
Right now, the repeater is the strongest signal coming in, so that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I just went through 100 got his call. I think his name's White. I was wondering if he's still in there.
AG4QLO.
Hey, y'all.
Sounds down.
Steve, you better go get him something, Pete. So what do I sound like there? I mean, do I sound pretty good right there?
Not too hot right there. The, you know, you, I can tell you down in that hole now, but your audio sounds fine.
In the hole here, because, I mean, I got a little bit of scratching on the repeater, but, I mean, I can hear the repeater good until I back in beside the carport right here. But, yeah, I'm just curious. I mean, I didn't... I got to figure that out, man. I might try to find that book and see if we can read up on that thing.
It ain't no but a thing, man. Won't take but just a couple minutes. If it's got a an adjustment, it won't take but a couple minutes to get it done.
Yeah, I hear alternator in there, a little bit of everything going.
Something running by my shoes, mashing that gas pedal.
Yeah, it's impossible to get some things out, but we can at least get it sounding, you know, better. All you got to do is just take that gain down enough to where all that other stuff really won't matter, won't come through, and just sound like you're in a big 18-wheeler, you know, diesel truck with everything in the world running inside there. That's what kind of what it sounds like, and it's just a lot to hear.
These things are a little bit sensitive than the other style radios, but, hang on just a second. Let me see if I can hit the function key right here and see if I can figure out what this thing does.
The radio. There's nothing wrong with the rig. Like you said, just got to play around in there and see what you can do with it. Five wraps of electrical tape around the microphone, the hole where the sound goes into the little electric condenser.
Right now, Slim, trying to... see if I can't find that menu setting.
Well, it's got a few different things in here, man. I just can't figure out what it's got. And I don't know how to get to that menu setting. I can go into functions and pull it up, and it's got beep and TOT, you know, the timeout timer. And it's got APO, got something else, TB or something like that.
Seen it before in the menu.
Something in there. I just can't remember what I've seen, but I've seen something in there. I played with this thing for about an hour one day in the parking lot, and pulling up different things in the menu. I was just seeing what I could figure out by myself, and I've seen it in there somewhere. I can't remember what it is. I want to say it's mic or something it's called.
Button function. Mic scan or something.
Does this thing have it in there? I mean, you finding anything about it?
The manual right now. And so far, I'm not seeing anything about audio. It may have to be a deviation adjustment inside.
I'm on service manual now.
All 47 pages right quick, and I didn't see anything about any type of audio or level adjustment.
The maximum deviation adjustment is VR107 and VR105. The mic gain adjustment is VR106. So it can be done with you know, variable resistors, and I guess it's on the main unit. It's probably just one board on the thing. So VR105 is the maximum deviation adjustment. The mic gain adjustment is what you probably want to play with first. Is VR106. I just crank that thing down and see what, you know, if you can get something sounding good out of that. Then it's got two different, the narrow is BR-105 for the maximum deviation adjustment, and for wide, the BR-107 will be your maximum deviation adjustment, which that'll be the one you use the most. So BR-106, might gain, BR-107, maximum deviation. One of the two, but like I said, I'd play with 106 first, the might gain adjustment, and just try to bring that down, you know, just a smidge, and that should do the trick.
Inside radio,
right? Roger, roger. Little sticks and stuff there, you can take and just crank it down counterclockwise just a shade, you know, and that should do the trick. Maybe a millimeter or two.
Well, let me see what I got going on in here right quick, and might bring that thing by there and let you check it out. See if we can get it turned down.
Just holler at me. I'm going back through this thing, and I do believe that's the only way to do the hardware adjustment. But anyway, yeah, I'll go ahead and get off here. Just holler at me. I got my phone on me. Y'all take it easy. KJ4WMO.
Well, Ron, what is the data plug thing on the side this thing for on the front screen? Because I do have a plug and stuff to plug into that. What is that thing for?
AG4QLR, I have no idea. Maybe for cloning with another radio, hooking them together, and doing different things. I have no clue. Maybe cross band repeating with another rig. I don't know. I've never pulled with one. I had the dual band rig, the DR. What was it, a 435 or something? I can't remember what it was, but I had the dual band one that looks just like it. It's similar. And it was a great rig. I loved it. But just remember, VR-106 is your mic gain adjustment, and 107 is deviation. Probably ought to leave 107 alone, just play with 106 for now, and, you know, tweak it a little bit, and then come back on here, and we'll check it out. KG4QLR, 73.
73s. We'll holler at y'all guys later. I'll give you a holler here in a little bit, Mike, and see what I got going on, and we'll go from there. And I'm fixing to be clear. KN4 UBG 73s, everybody, and I'll be clear.